А, этот.
First, I'll tell you a little bit about the setting. You can see the few cameras here that record our actions, and you all have wires and microphones that will record your voice. There are also some microphones there, but you don't have to pay a lot of attention on those because they will disappear and you don't intend to. So, this is our project documents folder. There are some notes in it already, I see. Documents. I'll start with the presentation kickoff. Modified by the administrator. I don't know if you've noticed, but we're working for Real Reaction. It's a company in electronics. We put fashion in electronics, we make it work, we put a lot of effort in design and in the product itself. I'm Bart Clayton, project manager, so I'll direct you through the project. This is our agenda. We have our open work meetings, tool training, project plan discussion, closing. Maybe I can sit down and I can take some notes. Maybe you can take a minute.
Sure.
I don't know, it's not a lot of work. It's just if you hear something like that, just hold that. As you can see, it's the opening. Maintenance tools right now. Maintenance is a point we've done a bit. Have you all seen the corporate website already?
Yep.
Have you seen any flaws on it? I think I found one. No problem. But on the corporate information side, there was Real Remote instead of Real Reaction.
Oh yeah.
Real Remote is not really the company we are. But
okay. Yeah.
Okay. What are we going to do? Our project aim is, as you can see, a new remote control. It has to be original, trendy, and user-friendly. So these are the points why we also hired you. We've got the marketing expert for the trendy and user-friendly look, and industrial designer that's also user-friendly and a bit original. And we've got our user interface designer.
Yep.
So that's about the new remote control. Our project method is there are three phases we're going through. First is functional design, individual work meetings. After the functional design, then the conceptual design and the detailed design. I had some little indications in here. But I think you know it already by yourself. The industrial designer is going to work on the working design, components design, and a bit of the look and feel design. The user interface designer is going to do the technical function design, user interface concept, and user interface design. And the marketing expert is doing a little bit of user requirements specification, trend watching, and product evaluation. So that's a bit what you're going to do. But that will be all worked out in other meetings. Then we've got our first tool training. We're going to work with a lot of high-tech tools here. So it's a handy if we have a little bit of training first. As you can see, we've got the smart boards here and here on the whiteboard. In the whiteboard here is a little toolbar on this side. Here are some functions we can save. These functions we don't have anything to do with. Only undo, you can undo a little piece of drawing. A blank new document for each person. Select the pen, eraser, capture we don't have to do anything with. Then we've got our pen. This pen. It's really funny because you can draw with it on this page. In the format, you can also select the current color and the line width, but then first you have to select the pen function. But we're going to work with it in a minute. That's very simple and it's easy to draw your findings and drawings in there. Then a short thing about documents. We've got our shared folder, project documents, I think. But all you will find that already because there are a lot of documents in it already, so it will be okay. And these are available on the smart boards as well. So if you have a document you want to show,
Okay.
just open it from the folder. Here's the simple toolbar. So they just said save, print, move back or forward one page. And switch between the different drawings. And then we're going to try out the whiteboard. So as you can see, we're going to draw a handle just to get a bit familiar with it. I was busy running away. Is anybody playing with the mouse? Okay. We're going to draw animal and just sum up a few of its favorite characteristics. The only thing we have to look after is that we use different colors and different line width. Just I can start from now. Can use this pen by holding it like a little child, because if you hold it like this, sensors will get blocked
Okay.
Another thing is you have to be a bit slow, and if you're going to draw really fast, then pen won't hold up. So we choose format, current color. Think gray is appropriate. Then the line width. I think 7 will be nice. Now you'll see my drawing capabilities. Not very much. Here you have to do it real slow.
Shark.
He's trying to draw a dog. His nose is
I'm thinking about a short fish.
Sorry, yeah, it's a bit of a short
Right?
Now we've got another function, we've got the eraser. And then you can undo. Down a few of his characteristics. I've got no text tool. No. This is typically a new action, I think. Okay. Maybe I have to hold it a bit. Oops, sorry. I think that's it, because if you are going to do it like this, then it would be a strike. I don't know, just try. It's not my. I need to. Think it's wants to go another animal, I don't know. Lift with it's my characteristic about the dog. Lifts with fur. So
Okay.
now I'm gonna hand over Ben on a new blank sheet to you.
Thank you. Lines, but here we go.
Maybe it's easier to draw with a smaller line width, because this is going a little better than I did.
Sheep.
This is my hat. Nice. Thanks for that. The blue dog they always get sprayed on the butt. We have that sheet.
Yeah.
We have this sheet. Maybe you can also write your name somewhere.
They are. It's not really slow when you're in the rain.
Yeah.
They're brilliant animals, not just good meat things. So,
okay. I'm just gonna draw its head, but let's see. Okay. Yeah. You know what it is? Or who? Okay, yeah. Just that. Get. So, yeah, that's enough. Use a blank or? Okay.
How to work the whiteboard now.
No.
If you have any ideas or if you want to draw anything on the whiteboard, just ask and go ahead. Easy. Haunted whiteboard. So we've got the tool introduction. Moving on to the project finance. As you can see, we for a remote control, the selling price is 25 euros, our selling price. Our profit aim is 50 million euros. That's the least we have to get from our remote controls. So we have to work together to reach our aims. We can do it international, so we have to focus on different kind of users, different kind of cultures, and different kind of trends as well. But that's all in the later stadium. Our production cost can be maximal 12.5 euros, so that's also a point we have to keep in mind if we want to make remote controls with small televisions inside and stuff like that. Point where. So just try to remember these points. Selling price 25, profit aim is 50 million. But more important is the international market we're trying to focus on, and production cost maximum 12.5 euros. So that leads us to our little discussion. We've got about 5 or 10 minutes left for discussion. So I'm gonna sit down. Five minutes,
okay.
So just on a side note, why is it my laptop is only giving me a black screen?
Maybe you have to say the magic word. Does it do anything?
No.
Maybe you have to just clap it down. Back up again. But some, does anybody has experiences with remote control? I mean, not the ordinary remote controls, but also a little bit different ones that you can use for other.
Not really.
No?
at home and a DVD player, so we got like a lot of remote controls, one for the TV, one for the recorder, one for the DVD player. And I think it would be best to just make one remote control that can operate them all.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, I've got one at home. And you can program, I think, 8 different devices in it. And you can use it for your television.
Okay, yeah.
And it also operates on infrared. So you've got a little device inside your room. And then you can operate it from the third or floor. So it's pretty handy when you have a video recorder or DVD player downstairs.
No.
And you've got a link to your TV on the second floor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty handy thing. But only the... I think that if you can put different kind of devices in one remote control, it makes it a lot easier as well. So
yeah.
It's good to remember.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Thank you.
So we want different functions.
Yeah.
And we can maybe see if we can do something with infrared. But I don't know if it will exceed the production cost. It's something we have to find out, I think.
Yeah. But that would be really cool. It could be
And other functions for remote control. You can
mm-hmm.
I think it has to be shockproof.
Sure. Yeah.
My remote control thanks to
waterproof or
so.
Hey, you never know. No, I mean
okay, so these are a few things we can think of. I will put the minutes from this meeting in our project folder.
Yeah, one other little thing. I thought it might be handy to put a battery status display on it. So you can see battery status.
Okay.
How much is left in the battery. But it will also really drag up the production costs. So
yeah.
People have to see about that too.
Mm.
But maybe just a little LED.
That's an idea as well. Other ideas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any questions about this presentation? Kickoff presentation?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll put the minutes from this meeting in the project folder. And then we can all work. Finish meeting now.
Okay.
And we can all work in our own projects.
Okay.